Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Well, I don't know that roller skating to a disco beat will help wipe out crime, but it couldn't hurt.
On Crap from the Past.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past. Hi, it's me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in to Crap from the Past. This week on Crap from the Past, we're celebrating Joe Jackson's birthday. Joe Jackson was born August 11th, 1954, and we're celebrating his birthday by playing lots of Joe Jackson music this week. Well, his first album was called Look Sharp, and it had the hit single Is She Really Going Out With Him? And I'm sure you can hear that hit single on some of those other retro shows, maybe on those other radio stations. Well, since you can hear that everywhere else, let me move straight to his second album. Released also in 1979, it was a bit of a rush job, but it pretty much sounded like the first album. And I remember the lead-off single called I'm the Man being performed on Solid Gold. It was 1979, I was 11, and I was very confused watching Joe Jackson yell and scream up there on the screen, on the Solid Gold screen. Maybe even with the Solid Gold dancers behind him. Well, in any case, let me play you that song right here. I'm the Man from Joe Jackson on Crap from the Past. from Joe Jackson's second album, it's I'm the Man, a thoroughly rockin' tune as we celebrate Joe Jackson's birthday here this week. Joe Jackson released two albums probably within 6 months of each other in 1979, and right after that in 1980 he released an EP over in England but never came out here in the States, and one of the tracks on there was a remake of the old Jimmy Cliff tune, The Harder They Come. Here it is on Crap from the Past.
Well, they tell me I'm the pie up in the sky, waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, you know they never seem to hear even your cry. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now, what is mine? And then the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. Harder they come, harder they fall, one and all. And the oppressors are trying to track me down. They're trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say forget them, Lord, they know not what they've done. So as sure as the sun,
Harder They Come, released in 1980 over in England, never came out here in the States. It's Joe Jackson, and we're celebrating Joe Jackson's birthday this week on Crap from the Past. Well, after that, Joe Jackson's musical style was all over the place. He released Beat Crazy with a jazz swing kind of feel to it. Then he released Joe Jackson's Jumpin' Jive in 1981, and he was doing 40s and 50s bop and jive music. It's pretty good stuff. And after that, he released Night and Day with the songs Steppin' Out and Breaking Us in Two, which I'm sure you've heard before. And after that, he did the soundtrack to Mike's Murder. I have no idea what that sounds like. And I guess nobody else in this country did either, because not a big seller. In 1984, he released the album Body and Soul, which, if I'm not mistaken, he recorded in an old church because he liked the acoustics. What I'm going to play for you here is an extended version of the biggest hit from that album, You Can't Get What You Want Till You Know What You Want. A fine, fine extended version and a fine song. Happy birthday, Joe Jackson, from all of us here at Crap from the Past.
Sometimes you start feeling so lost and lonely. Someone is the one and only.
Longer than you remember it. It's from the 12-inch of You Can't Get What You Want Till You Know What You Want, released in 1984 for Joe Jackson. Well, Joe Jackson was up and down and musically all over the map after that. Back in 1990, he signed with Virgin Records, splitting from A&M Records, and released a fine album called Laughter and Lust. And if I had time, I would play some good stuff from that. But I don't. And since then, Joe Jackson has still been recording, but hasn't been very good, in my humble opinion. But anyway, Joe Jackson, if you run into him in the supermarket, his birthday is August 11th. Wish him a happy birthday from all of us here at Crap from the Past. Well, you survived another thrilling installment of the Crap from the Past saga. Crap from the Past is written and produced right here in the Weird Room in Minneapolis. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with something new, exciting, and completely different next week. Bye-bye.